On Static, we say a big Happy New Year to Mark from Buzzcull. Welcome in.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Nice to see you. And you had a flurry of activity at the end of 2022, Mark. You saw last year out in fine fashion releasing Fascination, which was a 2SER feature album, but also you just completed this massive 18-date European tour. So life kicked back into gear for you at the end of last year, didn't it?
It did. Yeah, there was a bit on kind of readjusting life as a whole, living such a normal existence for so long and then getting back into what was once what I considered a normal life as well. But yeah,
it must have been a shock to the system.
It was, yeah, entirely. It was like relearning how to do it all again, and not just like shows and performing, but even just the logistics and traveling and being in a different place and being alone. And yeah.
You were also one of those artists that was caught in the twister of the initial COVID outbreak, because you were last on a European tour in March 2020 when things went south.
I was, yeah. It was kind of strange to be in a different place that wasn't home and kind of be on the road and see how other countries kind of handled the early days of it.
Where were you when you sort of realized you needed to get the hell out?
Well, prior to us leaving, I knew there was discussions and talk about there was this thing, and I had conversations with multiple people who I felt were in the know, especially on a medical format, and I could get direct information from, and they seemed to think it was all fine, and they said the worst situation that could happen was being stuck. So I kind of had a plan B vaguely set into place, which I even discussed with Cameron from Contravoid, who I was touring with at the time, and I think our soft plan B was to buy one of those houses in small towns in Italy, which
those crumbling wrecks, and just stay there for 2 years.
Exactly. Like buy a place for 2 or 3 euros, which I think was some of the starting prices of some of them, and just pretty much set ourselves up.
Were there a few days on the road where there was that sort of creeping dread where you were thinking, we're going to have to get out of here?
Yeah, it kind of popped up every now and again, like would approach this checkpoint full of military people and automatic weapons, and then they would come up with their automatic weapons but then pull out something as small as like a thermometer gun and take our temperature. I'm like, oh man, like this is starting to get really strange.
I thought all those 80s sci-fi movies would have prepared you for this.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that, like Mac and Me, like where they're always kind of like got checkpoints like trying to find the alien, like Mac and Me or Flight of the Navigator and stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're also conditioned to keep the show on the road and keep things going, aren't you? There are so many costs involved, cutting a tour short, and you're so far from home, like all that stuff is in the back of your mind where you're thinking, we need to try to hold this together.
Yeah, the two of us together are quite driven. We kind of kept pushing through and it was going well. Like every show pretty much sold out up until the final one, which was in Budapest. On that trip from Germany to Budapest was when the pit stops started happening with military checkpoints and stuff, and we were getting a bit irked by it and freaking out, and Cameron and I were getting a bit paranoid about getting too close to people like after the show. But it was at that point where it was so early that me and Cameron didn't even own masks. Like everyone else was just kind of masked up. I'm like, oh, okay, we gotta respect this.
Well, back
then
they were telling you to wash your hands.
And business as usual, yeah.
It must have made you almost not want to start another record right away when you got home. It must have been the last thing on your mind in some ways.
Yeah, I didn't know really what to do with myself because I'd been going so gung-ho for X amount of years. I didn't know how to switch off, so I tapped out of Sydney altogether and moved up north and studied and kind of found my route to relax and switch off and not think about performing or working. I just became a student.
Well, when you found a way back in and started assembling songs for another Buzzcull record, you did change things up somewhat. For Fascination, you've leaned more into electronic body music, and I know you've name-checked the likes of Front 242 and Frontline Assembly as influences. Was that part as a result of all the touring you had been doing? I mean, I know you move around a lot more on stage. Were you thinking more about the live shows and the kind of music you wanted to make in terms of putting that across when you did get a chance to play again?
Yeah, I think when writing, I always do think about how it would feel and come across in a live format. And I did want more intensity. And I didn't quite think about the post situation of it as how exhausted I would be after each show being so many back-to-back intense songs until now, and then just playing them live for the first time all in one big set now. But
you don't have any slow ballads because you have been moving around a lot more on stage for someone who used to be so static. You do a bit of shimmying these days.
Yeah, it's hard to stand still when playing such fast, erratic songs now with a bit more aggression kind of backing them as well.
Is it a confidence booster as well to have some more aggressive and in-your-face songs?
I think so, not just for myself, but hopefully for the audience. I think as myself going into a show and seeing a performance, I get a lot more out of something that has an intensity and has an energy. And
you are the man on the beat.
Become the man on the beat. Yeah, I feel like I get a lot more out of that as well. And I don't know whether that's a selfish thing, being like, I want to do what I want from a performance. But I feel like a lot of people have come up to me after shows and were like, oh, the way they're delivered live, the songs are so much more intense and abrasive than what they are on the album. And they're like, oh, it feels so good. It's so good to see a show with such energy and to be able to see it from start to finish without any halt or any pause or any slowing down. And everyone seems to kind of feel a certain thing.
There are some other shades on this Buzzcull record. There's also an English synth pop feel to songs like Dead Inside. And Attell, as you've more recently done a Depeche Mode cover, so that side of you is still an important part of the project too.
Yeah, with that, I think it's always going to be embedded when you're making music with synthesizers. It's always going to be something that filters through at some point because it's kind of what began the early days of synthesizer music. And I don't know many people that don't like that era or sound or movement in synth music. So it's always going to be in existence for sure.
And Mark, lyrically, are you also writing more for an audience now too? Are you aware of that? Some of the songs on Fascination tend to lean in lyrically to that world or subculture too. Last in the Club is one of those we've all been there kind of tales.
Yeah, that one was, I guess that's something that never really comes up in discussion with anyone on that I'm aware of on a social format, but it was kind of interesting to see and hear that people do realize and recognize that that is a thing that most people have experienced, as it was always something that I had experienced in the past. And I'm like, oh yeah, I've definitely been there. And I thought it was very funny that no one had ever kind of like brought the subject to light.
Because usually club music is so euphoric and it's about being in the moment, whereas yours is like the come down and the lights come on.
Exactly, yeah. And it's quite a strange, sad cutoff point to an evening that, like, everyone I think who has ever experienced that or felt it or seen it, it has a lot of feeling towards it.
That whole thing of you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, mate.
Exactly. Yeah. It's confusing, but sad at the same time.
Come on, another song on this Buzzcull album, calling a song Rise From Your Grave is like a dog whistle to goths.
And it came out just before Halloween. And I thought that was going to end up being somehow filtered into a bunch of Halloween mixtapes. But surprisingly not, I don't think many people picked up on the whole drop and the period and the timing of it. But
TikTok works at its own pace, you know? At some point that might happen. And it's been great to hear your tales of being on the road and taking Buzzcull to the world. And I know that overseas touring must be tough, but doing legs like that last one you've just done in Eastern Europe must still be eye-opening to you, how big a world it is and how your music can cross boundaries and connect with people far, far away. And finding an audience outside Australia is a really amazing thing that you seem to have been able to do.
Yeah, with this one I had low expectations. I was willing to try and get it back into motion again, but I was willing to accept the fact if it was taking 2 or 10 steps backwards from what it was prior. But it was the complete opposite, and that was the most eye-opening thing for me, because I had low expectations and it kind of blew my expectations completely out of the water and sold out shows in cities I had barely even had an audience in last time. And I think it was just that natural progression of, once you do play a show in a city and you may have 10 people there, or more, and you play a show in front of 10 people the same way you play a show in front of 100 people, people talk and it spreads. And it was crazy to see that actually come into play. So that was really cool to see. And playing on larger stages in front of much bigger audiences was also bizarre, trying to fill empty space with just myself.
Yeah, well, goths and cockroaches are never going to get killed. Pandemics, nuclear wars,
no.
Going to be here till the end.
No, it's true. It's really impressive and touching to see and experience.
And also, you're finally hitting the road at home this year because you're about to go on tour with Boy Harsha from the States.
Yeah.
Around Australia next month. So that hits Sydney on Tuesday, the 21st of February at the Manning Bar, which will be fantastic.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to be able to come home after such a successful tour away from home and then have a tour in my own home country and be able to go to places that I haven't really been in such a long time.
Fantastic. Well, I'm glad you're back on the road.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Fascination is out and about. We might have a listen to Do You See off the album right now. It was great to catch up with you and take care of yourself on the road. Maybe buy a few masks.
Thank you kindly. I appreciate it.
This is Buzz Cull now on Static. Thanks, Mark.
No worries.